And now to another kind of hybrid, the Festival of Halloween. It blends many different traditions, ancient Celtic celebrations of year-end, Christian observances of All Hallows' Eve, and the modern feast revolving around candy, costumes, and trick-or-treating. Day-to-Day's regular contributor, Marcos McPeak Villatoro, reflects now on his Halloweens, present and past.
When I was a kid, I was fairly imaginative with my Halloween costumes. I used personal stereotypes, an homage of caricature to my twin Salvadoran and Appalachian heritage. Once I went out as a moonshiner. My dad just happened to have some old copper tubes in the back that he hooked to two open milk buckets. Clearly, he knew they might come in useful one day for a Halloween costume. I draped the tubes over my neck like a yoke and used the buckets to carry the candy. Another year, I was the Frito Bandito. My mother made a fine aluminum foil machete for me, along with a mustache, large Mexican hat, and bullet belts across my shoulders. I got a lot of candy that year. Now I'm a dad myself, and every Halloween I see my own kids going out for tricks and treats. My daughter Raquel dressed as Selena. David made himself into a hobo. Ben is, well, I don't know what he'll be this year. But one year, Ben got his big sister Emily to help out. He took a sleeping bag, stood up in it, zipped it up around him, and hopped into the living room. Emily came from behind with a fishing pole in her hand. Ben's head poked out of the sleeping bag. "I'm a worm," he announced, proud enough to burst. He hopped out the door, with Emily following, casting the line at him. It was clear to them what this was about, a two-person costume. A Halloween in motion. Our neighbor, Miss Anna, an English professor at a nearby college, did not ask what Ben was. She just said, "Where's your bag?" He pointed to his costume and said, "Throw the sweets in here," pointing to the sleeping bag. This worked out fine, except that Ben had to hop from one house to the next. When he got home that night, barely able to make it through the door, not only had he stomped his candies into oblivion, they were also sweat-soaked. Ben's in second grade now, and he's a very busy young man. He's got birthday parties to go to, lots more homework, a turtle, and a certain obsession with Kim Possible on the Disney Channel. Ben hasn't had time to work on a costume this year, so he's done some test marketing. He went to Miss Anna's house, knocked on her door, and said, "Trick or treat." He wore regular clothes. "Hi, Ben. What are you this year?" He crossed his arms over his chest, looked straight at her, and said, "I'm whatever you want me to be." "That's very postmodern of you, Ben." For our long-suffering neighbors and for me, this year's Halloween should be an interesting night. Whatever the trick of Ben's charm, the neighbors treat him with a kind of indulgent understanding. As his dad, I wonder whether this acceptance of his eccentric ways is perhaps the scariest thing of all.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro is a novelist and essayist here in Los Angeles. His latest book is Minos, a Romilia Chacon Mystery. You can listen to more of his commentaries at npr.org. Our theme music is composed by Greg Smith. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate Online. I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.